From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
A lot of malls are struggling to compete with online retailers, and a lot of them are expected to fail in the near future. But some are fighting back with a strategy that relies on providing a place to have fun. Amazon can get you your pants pretty quick and pretty cheaply, but can it entertain you? With that in mind, the same developer that built the Mall of America in Minnesota is planning to build another huge complex in Miami. Some wonder if they'll have buyer's remorse. Maria Bakalopoulou reports.
Financial giant Credit Suisse estimates up to a quarter of malls in America will close within the next 5 years. So some mall owners are betting non-retail offerings, like live music and recreation, will help them stay in business. Developer Triple Five is investing $4 billion in a project called American Dream Miami. Miguel Diaz de la Portilla is a lawyer for the developer.
Well, we're not a mall, and we don't call ourselves a mall. And yes, of course, there's a retail component, but it's not a run-of-the-mill mall.
The 6.2 million square foot complex will include an indoor ski slope, live performance spaces, and an indoor water park. Some existing malls see American Dream Miami as a threat. Half an hour away, there's a new 9-story glass and steel slide that is part of the Aventura Mall. Miami-Dade Commissioner Daniela Levine-Cava, who cast the only vote against American Dream Miami's zoning application, explains.
We do have some rather large malls in the area. A group of them were very concerned and did protest this application because they thought it would cannibalize their activities.
In addition, she says there are environmental concerns.
A huge number of acres under glass, air conditioned, without any clear commitment to energy efficiencies and solar, things like that, will create a larger carbon footprint.
There are also potential traffic issues. The mall developers estimate that it will draw 30 million visitors a year. Diana Cardenas commutes through the area to get to work.
For me, this is a bad idea. I would actually consider moving because of the traffic.
Diaz de la Portilla says the mall should create more than 14,000 jobs.
It's going to be one of the largest private employers in Miami-Dade County.
American Dream Miami plans to open in 2023. In Miami, I'm Maria Bakalopoulou for Marketplace.